everyone, and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss whether or not killing of invasive species is considered animal cruelty. In a previous episode, I did actually speak about invasive species in another context, so if you haven't already checked it out, you definitely should. But I'll give you a quick little recap as to what an invasive species is. So invasive species are basically any species that are introduced either on purpose or by accident into a new environment, and they essentially outcompete the species that are currently living in that environment. So typically it can be plants, animals, things like that, but in this case we're only going to focus on the animals. So invasive species are typically dealt with in three different ways. So the first is chemical control. So chemical control is using pesticides, herbicides, and things like that to kind of eliminate the population of those species. There's physical control, where a living organism is inserted into that ecosystem to essentially eat those organisms or cause some sort of disease to the animal in question. And the last is mechanical control, which is physically putting up barriers to kind of isolate those animals from a certain region, or kind of flooding the area to suffocate the animals, causing fires, things like that. Now, what does animal cruelty mean? So animal cruelty basically refers to any infliction of pain, suffering, or death upon an animal. So by the two definitions, the definition of invasive species and the definition of animal cruelty, it does seem as though controlling of invasive species is a form of animal cruelty, right? So we kind of have to distinguish at what point does the ecosystem trump the animals' rights, and how we would reconcile killing animals for the sake of other species. So it's definitely a very loaded question, and I'm not sure that there currently even is a solution, nor if that solution would even be relevant for every single type of species in question. So I definitely think that there are more humane ways of removing invasive species that could probably be attempted first before kind of the chemical, physical, and mechanical. So things, for example, if the invasive species in an area is a coyote, so using scare tactics, fox lights, things like that to kind of scare them away and kind of ensure that they don't come back. So definitely those, we should try using tactics like that, or things similar to that for other animals, first. And if those tactics don't work or aren't as effective to remove the invasive species, then the level of threat of those invasive species has to be assessed. So if the invasive species are doing way too much damage to the environment, for example, they wipe out entire populations of species that have been there for thousands and millions of years, then definitely the invasive species has to be removed in a maybe not so friendly way, just because it ultimately is for the greater good. We're trying to make the ecosystem more sustainable, kind of revert it back to its original condition, and ultimately that's kind of what's needed, because these animals are creating such damage that it's not worth the risk of keeping them around. So I think kind of assessing the level of threat, as well as trying some friendlier tactics, would be the way forward from this. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next time. And just a reminder, I am a little someone trying to make a big difference.